Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Patrick Donges. Mike Holmes began his contracting career at 6 years old when he rewired his family home under the supervision of his late father, a plumber and engineer described by his son as a jack of all trades, master of none. Today, Holmes is the host of the two highest-rated programs on Home and Garden Television, Homes on Homes and Holmes Inspection, where he takes the work of unqualified or otherwise uncaring contractors and home inspectors and, in his words, makes it right. Holmes' second book, The Holmes Inspection, The Essential Guide for Every Homeowner, Buyer, and Seller, was released last month. I spoke with Holmes about the importance of home inspections and how a working-class kid from Toronto became a television star, a process he says began with a fateful, if not awkward, meeting with an HGTV producer.
And I was telling him, you know, the shows on your channel, I really don't like the shows. I think you need a show that really gets into the gritty of it, because I don't like the flippant shows. Everything I'm watching, I can tell they're doing it wrong. I can tell they're not obtaining permits, and I'm surprised that, you know, you're not doing it the right way. I got all excited for about 30 minutes telling him what type of show I thought they should have, and I realized with him looking at me that something was wrong. So I said, I'm really sorry, I gotta go. And he jumped up out of his chair and he said, I want a pilot right away. And I laughed my head off and I said, no, I'm too busy, I'm a contractor, I'm giving you an idea. But it was months later that he convinced me to shoot a pilot. And the next thing you know, I said, I'd give you 2 years. I've been doing this now for 11 years on television. After shooting 7 seasons of Homes on Homes, it was limitless. I mean, there were so many people that wanted and truly needed my help. But I realized, you know, let's stop this. Let's go in another direction, because I was receiving so many emails. It was my number one complaint on the website of home inspections. And I already knew the industry. And I think it was about time for me to go in and say, not that the industry is a flop, but is that what homeowners need to know about home inspections.
Your new book, also titled Homes Inspection, you concentrate on home inspections and you make the case that a properly performed home inspection is one of the most important parts of the process of buying or selling a home. Why do you think that so many people view the home inspection as simply, as you say, a hoop they have to jump through in order to buy or sell a house?
Well, I believe we're looking at it wrong. If you look at the majority of people, and I do get it, believe me, I do understand, husband and wife, let's get a new house or let's buy a house. And they're all excited. And all of a sudden they start driving around and they're looking for that beautiful vision. And everyone, I don't think they realize that they buy by vision. They don't buy by knowledge. So they find that street, they see that house, and oh, I love this house. I love the kitchen and the husband. I love the garage. I do understand this. And then they got to put the offer in. They've got maybe 10 days to find a home inspector to come and look at the house. We're doing it in the wrong order. What we need to do is, you know, buy the horse before the trailer. Find the best home inspector out there. This is the single most expensive investment of your life. And if you don't have the right people around you to tell you what's right with the house and what's wrong with the house, once you buy that house, it's yours. And that means if there's problems, they're now your problems.
What are some of the top questions that people need to be asking these home inspectors before they hire them?
Well, how long have you been doing this? And, you know, I want to see a home inspector that's been doing it a long time. Number two, what did you do before this? Were you in the industry or did you work at McDonald's? You know, if they came from somewhere else other than the industry, I don't really mean to knock them, but you don't really want to talk to them, because if they don't have a background in the industry, truly, what do they know about a home inspection? All they know is what they were taught, what to look for, but they don't understand what can be wrong. How old is the house? What do they truly see? And not just about not knowing how to pull up a register to see the thickness of the floor, whether or not there's asbestos in the boot, whether or not, you know, that it's even working properly or the ducts are dirty. They don't even pull up registers. I think third would be another important one is, do you have any references that I could call to check you out?
Right. And that you make a point that references are pretty much required if you're looking for a serious home inspector and a real estate agent.
I truly believe this. Don't pick the real estate agent's pick, because odds are, and I don't want to say they're working in cahoots, but they're working together. And most of the time the inspector doesn't want to upset the real estate agent because that inspector wants to keep the business. You need to have your own home inspector, and this is extremely important. And remember something, a lot of home inspectors out there believe they don't need to give you references, and I'm totally against that. If they don't want to give you references, they're not professional.
On your program, Homes in New Orleans, you worked in that city's lower Ninth Ward, which was, of course, devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Last year, our listening area was hit very hard by Hurricane Irene, and there was severe flooding in areas of Vermont and New York. Does the property damage caused by these types of disasters create opportunities for scam artists in the form of unqualified, opportunistic home inspectors and/or contractors? And if so, what can people do to avoid those types of scams?
Absolutely. Anytime there's any devastation, there's a lot of money available. And now you're going to see them all flock to that area. You still need to be careful, whether it's contractors, home inspectors, I don't care who it is. It really relates to every single job on the planet. You always have to make sure you hire right. This is your money, and if you spend it wrong, you're going to do it wrong. And I'll give you the greatest example that I know how to say. We have two cooks. One hates the cook, one loves the cook. What burger do you want to eat? The one that loves the cook loves to do things right. You need to find someone that loves their job. They know their job inside and out. Anyone that loves what they do, they understand it thoroughly. And don't be afraid to ask them that. Hey, do you love your job? Do you wish you had changed it? Don't just hire because you have to hire right away. Hire because you've checked and done your homework.
In a home's inspection, you begin by painting a, dare I say, almost foreboding picture of the home inspection process. You describe these unqualified inspectors. You kind of mentioned before a degree of collusion between inspectors and real estate agents, poor regulations. I mean, for those of us who are maybe looking at buying a house in the next decade, was there a time when you could just trust home inspectors and real estate agents to look out for the buyer's interests? And how can we get back there?
Years and years ago, everyone seemed to care, and or the, should I say the majority of people, they seemed to care, and they truly wanted to help people. Now it's a money world, and again, I understand it. Everyone has bills to pay, and everyone needs to make money, but we seem to have forgot that integrity, that if we don't do the best we can do for everyone else, we're sort of taking people, but I think we've turned a blind eye to it. What, the only way to get it back to the way it used to be is up to you. It's up to everyone out there to make sure you do your homework. Unfortunately, I think we live in a very fast life cycle right now. You know, we want our coffee right now, so we drive up to the window. We want our banking done easy. We don't have time anymore to take time. So we've become to live in this life that is all of a sudden instant. And if we don't like what we have, we buy another one. Well, it doesn't work that way with your house, because if you truly spend your money wrong, it will cost you more than twice it did to do it in the first place to fix it.
Now, I'm told you're on location. You're in production of a new show, Homes Makes It Right, for HGTV. Any chance you can tell us where you are or what you're working on and give us a little preview from the new program?
Right now, I'm on the east side of Toronto, Ontario and Canada. This house here, the retrofoam was sprayed into it, and it was the retrofoam that had way too much formaldehyde into it.
That's insulation you're describing, the retrofoam?
Yeah, but it is, and it's the wrong type of insulation, and it really can affect the family. So for 4 years now, the family's been living in this house, and they're going through psychological issues. Literally, I'm gutting the whole house, because it isn't just the formaldehyde, which is a big problem. The house is full of mold. The electrical is a nightmare. The plumbing is a nightmare. And it's probably about a $400,000 job that I'm doing for a family that only has about $20,000 left.
When's the new show set to air?
I believe it is September, October of this year. We're shooting three at a time. And I'll tell you, the first three are massive jobs. And I'm trying to get more people. Like, I can't seem to film the shows fast enough. And I will never, ever in my life cut corners just to get television out there. I will do what it takes. And eventually, you will see the shows, and you will see a much better production, which I really don't care about, man. I'm a contractor who cares. I don't care about TV. What I care about is helping people in trouble and trying to educate you by watching it. But they are coming, and you will love them.
Mike Holmes is the host of HGTV's Homes on Homes, Homes Inspection, and the forthcoming Homes Makes It Right, and author of The Homes Inspection, the essential guide for every homeowner, buyer, and seller, published by Time Home Entertainment. Mike, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. You keep making it right yourself, Patrick.
Again, Mike Holmes' latest book is The Homes Inspection, the essential guide for every homeowner, buyer, and seller, published by Time Home Entertainment. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.